I'm with Sheldon Cottrell. Sheldon, it's your birthday, I think, on Monday. Not perhaps the present you were quite after.
Well, most definitely, I was hoping to spend my birthday probably travelling to Trinidad, but as you can see, it was cut short.
Now, you're from Jamaica. How has it felt actually not playing for your home country and playing for the Antigua franchise?
Franchise cricket is all about professionalism, but I think I've been strictly professional in this competition, so I've felt wonderful. I've played with a wonderful bunch of guys and management staff, including Viv Richards. It has been wonderful.
I was going to ask you about Viv, actually. What's it like to be in a dressing room with Viv Richards, with Ricky Ponting in his last ever tournament? You must have to pinch yourself. What's it been like?
Most definitely, as I said in a meeting just now to Ricky Ponting, that 22 years ago I was just born, and he made his test debut. So it has been wonderful. Sir Viv has been very inspirational to everybody, motivational also. It's wonderful.
But just tell me your celebration. It's been one of the things that everyone's talked about in the tournament. How did it come about? What's it about?
As you know, I'm a JDF soldier, and I take pride in my work. I think that as in Jamaica, as we would say, that's my bread and butter. And my saluting, just to show my co-workers, my superiors, that I respect them very much, and I respect what I do, and I enjoy it.
So, was it something you just thought of at the start of this tournament, or was it something you've done before, or did you speak to somebody about it beforehand?
No, I haven't. It's just the enjoyment, Ali. It was nothing planned. I took a wicket, I just did it.
Now, tell me about your ambition, Sheldon, because obviously you've had an excellent tournament here. You've taken 8 wickets. What are your ambitions in terms of cricket now?
My ambition, I only have one ambition, and that's to play cricket at the highest level, and that's West Indies Test cricket. I mean, that's my pride and joy, that's my dream, and hopefully it will come true. I'm on my way now, so hopefully I can keep it up and continue working hard.
And what are your thoughts on the tournament? Yes, obviously Antigua have failed to make the semi-finals, but how has the tournament been from your perspective?
The tournament has been very wonderful. I mean, the pressure has been high. I mean, the professionalism is very intense. It has been wonderful.
And in terms of working with someone like Phil De Freitas, how much of a help has he been, the former England bowler, given that he's assistant coach?
As I said, our coaching staff and management staff has been wonderful. Phil has given us some little pointers, and it has worked. I mean, whenever you made a mistake, he is a person there to see it. And I've enjoyed my time working with my coaches.
Obviously, this is the biggest step you'd have made, I guess, playing alongside the likes of Kemar Roach. In your own mind now, do you think you can make the jump to the next level?
Yes, that has always been in my mind. I mean, that's my goal, to play at the highest level. So, playing cricket, whether club cricket for my country or even for the West Indies, that my main goal is to play for the West Indies senior team.
And a little bit of frustration, well, more than a little bit of frustration with the way things have gone in the end, I guess.
Yeah, most definitely. I was hoping that my team could make it to the semi-final, but unfortunately, we didn't.